وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human beings, and we're trying to dissect the human being, because we need to understand how we operate so we can make sure that we do not transgress and oppress other people when it comes to their rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and through the Sunnah of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they're trying to teach us how we can be the best human beings possible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we said, sometimes He mentions the bad, negative attributes of a human being, and sometimes He mentions the good attributes of a human being. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that, obviously He's trying to warn me and teach me who I am so I can refrain from the bad and do the good. So the choice of doing both or either is mine and yours, not Allah's. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously in control of everything, but He wants to see what I and you do, and reward and punishment is due to the action that I make. So what makes the perfect human beings in term of human rights? So if we want to maintain human rights and make sure that others are, their rights are maintained when it comes to me and you, what or how should we be? There are a number of things that we've been told through the Quran and through the words of the Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam that we need to have and should obtain if we don't have and seek them. One of which is purity. And this is just a whole concept, to be pure. Being pure, it means that you are a righteous person. A person that does not oppress other people. You're pure in the sense that you do not want to harm other people. You don't want to take the rights of other people. Like I said, this is just a general concept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though He might refer to it as al-qalbu salim, immaculate heart, is the heart that has no hate towards other people. A heart that has no animosity towards other people. A heart that does not want to harm other people. So this is just purity, again, when it comes to the mankind. That they don't do anything bad when it comes to others. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, and even the prophets before him, the entire messages of Islam and other religion is for the human being to become a pure human being. So Allah says when He talks about the Prophet, yuzakkihim, him, He purifies them. Because when we are not purifying ourselves and our hearts, then obviously we will sink in the pits of sins and crimes, and obviously taking the rights of other people, and sometimes, you know, taking the rights of others begins in our own houses before we even go outside the house. So we have to be a pure the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended us to be. So the first trait for the perfect being in terms of human rights is that we need to maintain that purity overall, this general concept of purity. Before we look at other traits, let us quickly take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We are looking at the perfect human, or the perfect as we can be, in terms of dealing with other people and maintaining their rights from an Islamic perspective. One concept that Islam emphasized on, maybe more than a lot of concepts in Islam, maybe one of the most emphasized on point beside monotheism and stuff, is thinking about other people and caring about other people. Now, it is very easy for the human being to be selfish. Selfishness comes without a cost, comes without a worry. In fact, it might even come with a pleasure to the person who is being in that state of not thinking of other people. Why? Because you're only taking and you're not giving, and you're only keeping and you're not sharing. And when you see yourself that you have more of stuff, then you start to think, well, you know, I'm good. I don't care about people. Because when you care about people, it means you have to give, and giving obviously harms you. Well, but that's not true, though. That's not how reality works. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I want human beings to think of one another, to feel how one another feels. So for example, when you look at our ibadat, there are ibadat Allah made compulsory on us, and they deal directly with other people. So we need to feel how they feel, for example, when it comes to khums, when it comes to zakah, you know, Islamic taxes, and even when it comes to fasting. One of the aspects of fasting is that as a human being, when I fast for a whole day from dawn to sunset, sometimes it could be 17 hours, sometimes 18 hours, depending on where you are. And you feel the hunger and you feel the thirst. That should remind you of other people who don't have these commodities, who are less fortunate than you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way or another, is trying to get to me and get me to feel what other people are feeling. Because sometimes we forget, we get so occupied with ourselves, with our selfish self, and we're trying to please ourselves, that we forget about other people. Allah says, think of others. And from an Islamic perspective, if you look at the hadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to our last imams, they always say, think of others before you think of yourself. Pray for others before you pray for yourself. Do this for others before you do that for yourself. Why? Because if I make human beings and other beings priority, then I won't be oppressing them. Then I won't be taking their rights. But if I don't, then I will. I wouldn't care much about them. I don't care what happens to people. Why should I? In fact, you know what? Let me go oppress others so I can satisfy myself. So Islam and the Quran, they constantly want the human being, if he wants to be exemplary, if he wants to be perfect in the sense of a humanity, he needs to think of other people. So we said there is a wholesome purity that he needs to maintain. But to be specific, he need to do what? He need to think of other people. Think of their pain. Think of their misery. Think of their suffering. And think, how can he or she make a change in someone else's life and help another human being? That's, like I said, one of the main teachings of Islam. And that's what makes Islam so beautiful. So we will leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.